Hola, buenos días. Muchas gracias. Me llamo Jason. Te quiero. ¿Qué dices?
Español, English. I can do both. Why not you?
¿Estás listo? Hola, mi amor. Hola, bienvenido a la clase con Jason.
Hey guys, oh my gosh, welcome back to our class. It's been a long time, how are you guys doing? I'm doing fabulous, and my partner Monica had been to Japan for one conference. And Monica's now back with me, so we're continuing our class for you guys today. How are you guys doing? Hi Monica.
Hi, is it hot in Beijing, right?
It is very hot in Beijing, but wonderful news is we have aire acondicionando en la oficina.
Yes, finally.
Finally, okay. So today, after talking about food, so we're gonna take you guys to the world of drinking. First of all, personally, I really like drinking, but not like a really weird way, like, you know, alcoholic, no. But like, I just like drink, you know, just, you know, go out and hang out with friends and have a little bit of drink. Is it right, Monica?
Yeah, but I think it's more expensive here in Beijing. If you go to drink in Madrid, probably you will spend like 20 euros.
Oh, that's cheap. For,
right?
For one person or for everybody?
For one person.
Oh.
For everybody.
For everybody, 20 euros is crazy. But yes, it's in Beijing, you know, like, depends on where you're going. Yeah, for those bars who, like, a lot of students go to, they are cheap, but one thing is they don't really make real drink.
Yes.
Like, the drink tastes like water and sweet stuff.
And
I don't know.
It's water.
It probably is water, but
you're
okay.
Paying cold water.
Exactly. So today we're gonna tell you, like, what you wanna say or what you're gonna ask for the waiter to bring you drinks. So first thing comes to my mind is when we sit down to the restaurant, when we wanted to have order the drink, we would like to say, can we see the wine list, please?
¿Podemos ver la carta de vinos, por favor?
La carta de vinos, right? The wine list. First of all, it's really important to understand wine. Personally, I really love wine. What about you, Monica? Do you like wine?
I don't really know very much about wine.
But do you like drinking it?
I like it, but I'm not an expert.
Yeah, like, if you give me like 500 euros wine and 100 euros wine, you let me taste the difference between them. I was like, okay, if I didn't really know, probably I'm gonna think, oh, I think they both good. And are they from the same place? Mm-hmm. But definitely it's not, because this is my true story. When I was like 18, I was traveling to New Jersey to visit my grandmother. And one of my really, really good French friend, and he gave me this, that really expensive wine. Raphael, I think, is Raphael? I don't know what's the name of it, but it's really expensive. It's almost like $600 per one wine. And he didn't tell me that. So we opened the bottle, which is a bottle of this, please. In Spanish, it would be una botella de este, por favor, yeah? Okay, I asked, okay, one bottle of this, and he said, you're gonna love this wine. I didn't know the price, so I opened it up and I tasted. I said, ooh, it's good. It's just so classic. How much does it cost? He's like, you guess. I say, well, I think it's probably $50.
So
I'm
wrong.
So humiliated, but truth to be told, I am not an expert. Okay, but I love drinking, but I'm more like a champagne person.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, not a, like a red wine, but sometimes I would love to.
It's expensive, right?
Well, sometimes you can get really cheap champagne, but they really taste like Coke sometimes. And Sprite, something. Mm-hmm. But that's what we like, okay? And a glass of wine, please.
Un vaso de vino, por favor.
Un vaso de would be the phrases you could use to ask for anything for a cup of or a glass of. We will have the red wine, please.
El vino tinto, por favor.
Mm-hmm. Or white wine.
El vino blanco, por favor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so of course, wine is one of the most important thing about drinking list, but one other thing is also very popular. When people go out, they don't normally always drink wine because mm-hmm. you're going to get drunk after drinking too much wine.
Yeah.
So people, especially guys, will like to choose what? Cervezas, right?
Cervezas.
Very classy. Beers. So one more other thing. Monica, do you like beers?
I like it, yeah. I like probably black beer.
Mm-hmm, black beer.
Yeah.
That's great. I think it's from, like, most famous black beer is from Germany, right?
Yeah, the name is Guinness.
Guinness.
Right? You know that?
Guinness. Not really, but I black think beer. I have drank it. Yeah. And one other beer I have seen is called San Miguel.
It's very famous in Spain.
Yeah. So.
And Alhambra.
Alhambra.
If you go to South Spain, you have mm-hmm. Alhambra.
Mm-hmm. Las marcas muy famosas, mm-hmm. yeah.
In the club looking so conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birth.
So, what beers do you have?
¿Qué cervezas tienen?
Or, ¿podemos decir qué cervezas quieres?
Yeah.
So, it's like what
beers
you
want.
Okay. So, is that a bottle or like a drop?
Es en botellín o de barril.
So it's like when you go out with the friends, if a lot of people are drinking, for having a bottle of beers would be a little bit expensive.
Yes.
And they keep drinking it, the problem is I'm just going to have the whole bucket of it.
Yeah, like right. Barril.
Barril. Right, barril. Okay,
barril.
Very good. So what wine do you have would be ¿qué vinos tienes? Or ¿qué vinos quieres? Okay, is there a local wine?
¿Hay algún vino del país?
Is there any local wine famous in Spain?
Yeah, you have Albariño
mm-hmm,
or
Albariño.
La Rioja.
La Rioja.
I think everybody knows.
Yeah.
La Rioja.
We have in Beijing also. Mm-hmm. It's very famous. And I think the most, I think in Europe, I've studied this courses really weird. I have studied wine tasting courses
wow.
in my university.
We didn't know that about you.
Yeah, but not that much good. I just kind of have fun in the class.
Oh, I see, and drink.
Well, yes. And we have learned that the most famous red wine country in Europe is Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
It's Portugal.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's true.
I think they made really, made good like red wines.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably like where are they, the location and the weather and something.
Yeah.
So which means Spain is really close to Portugal, so they are the same stuff because they're both sharing.
Yeah, pretty related.
Yeah, pretty related. Yeah. So and can I have a gin or a tonic?
¿Me puede poner un gin tonic?
Gin tonic would be like English, right? Gin tonic.
Yeah.
I love gin tonic. It's really tasty. But, as I said, if you go to weird bar, like the bar in Beijing, some places,
without
the gin... Exactly! Oh my god! Oh my god, you know what I'm talking about.
La
Bamba. Look at those gin tonic. Tastes like water with Sprite.
They are water with Sprite.
With Sprite. I can taste nothing gin and nothing tonic. Oh my god, Monica, you so totally got me. And for some time, we've studied this before, for words that we was like imported, so we would just like keep it into the original English way. So it would be like, can I have a whiskey? In Spanish, it would be, me puedo poner un whiskey,
yes.
Yeah? And vodka would be vodka, and Coke is different. Coke is Coca-Cola,
Coca-Cola.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys drink Pepsi in Spain?
Yes, we also have Pepsi, but usually everybody might Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Pepsi is really good too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Do you have any liquors?
¿Tienen licores?
this thing is probably, we can use this word for Chinese wine. Sometimes it's really strong.
Yeah.
And it's not that much common that people don't really drink it, I think, right?
Okay. You can say liquor.
Liquor, right. Mm-hmm. Very good. So after talking about a lot of different wines and things, let's get back to something really normal.
And we've wandered many a weary fit since old lang syne. For old lang syne, my jo, for old lang syne, we'll pack a cup of kindness yet for old.
For ladies, or for young kids, they're not allowed to drink. I'm sorry, ladies are allowed to drink, but kids are not, aren't allowed to drink alcohol.
Right.
So sometimes they would like to say, can I have a bottle of mineral water, please?
Una botella de agua mineral, por favor.
Agua mineral, right? The mineral water. And also, soft drink would be a very good choice for children and people who doesn't like drink. Like one of my friend, he always go out with us, always, siempre, but he never drinks. He never drinks. It's so disappointing. Sometimes people are really having fun and we're high, but he was like the only one who's sober and standing in the corner of a table and drinking Coca-Cola. I was like, okay. So for her sakes, and we would like to say, what soft drink do you have?
¿Qué refrescos tienen?
Yeah, for Spanish it's really easy to refresco would be represent for soft drinks. Okay?
From a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me. No, not today. You calculated. I got your number. Cause you're a joker. And I'm a courtside killer queen.
Right, next part is you may probably hear this from the bartender in the bar. The first one is like, do you want this drink with ice and lemon?
Con hielo y limón.
Sí. So, ¿qué tipo de bebido es con hielo y limón?
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Tonica.
Swips.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Tonica. But once again, they're making this with water and Sprite in some bars in Beijing, which is very disappointing. And sometimes it's really funny because, you know, if you añadir el hielo en el bebida, like the sabor is going to fade away a little bit because it had ice.
That's right.
But if you put water and Sprite and ice, it would be like total ice.
And then you can say, with alcohol, please.
With alcohol, please.
Con alcohol, por favor.
Con alcohol, por favor. That waiter would definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah, so cheap drinks, okay. Anyway, so would you like water as well?
¿Quiere agua también?
Sí, gracias, of course. And do you want a fizzy drink or just, no, like gas water or sparkling water or flat water?
¿Con gas o sin gas?
So esto is like con gas or sin gas. In English would be fizzy drink or fizzy water or sparkling water or flat waters, right? A large or small bottle?
Una botella grande o pequeña.
Mm-hmm. Una botella grande o pequeña. Very good. So this is probably what you're going to hear almost from the waiter.
What, but they don't know what is what, they just strut. What the?
Pink Ferragamo sliders on deck. Silly rap beats, just give me more checks. My life is a movie, I'm never offset. Me and my amigos, no, not offset. Swish, swish, all, I got them upset. But my shooters, I make them dance like dubstep. Swish, swish, all, my haters is upset. Cause I make them, they get much less.
Right, and of course, in the bar, in a coffee is also a very good choice for hanging out with friends. So right now we're gonna take you guys into the world of coffee and bar and the things you wanna say in the coffee or a bar. First of all, let's talk about coffee. I think for Spanish people, coffee is a really big deal, right?
Yeah, it's important. Like every morning, usually people drink coffee.
Not like Chinese, they drink milk and soy milk.
Well, sometimes you add some milk to your coffee, right? You
or hot water.
Café con leche.
That's very good. So I think coffee is like an alarma. Pero no es de como real. It's like you like wake you up again because after you woke up, it's like, and after all coffee, you will be refreshed. All right, refresca. Very good. I'll have a coffee.
Me pone un café.
I'll have a white coffee.
Me pone un café con leche.
I'll have a black coffee.
Me pone un café solo.
Okay. So, como una española, I'm going to ask Monica the question, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre café de, con leche y café solo?
Café con leche.
Pues, es café con leche.
Café solo no tiene leche, solo es café.
What a wonderful question.
But you can also say americano, right? If you don't add any milk at all, you can say café solo o americano.
Yo quiero como un café solo, would be the café después de hacer lo café, como after you made the coffee, the pot, the coffee in the pot would be americano because there's nothing in it. You just made it out of the bean and the powder.
Yeah.
So that would be solo.
Yeah.
But con leche is like you want to try to make it like, I don't know, like you know, more milky and less coffee.
Creamy.
And creamy. And so we have another coffee such as cappuccino.
Right. But usually you don't have to prepare a different drink. It's just you add a little bit of milk and that's all. So that's café con leche. It's not creamy, it's not so milky.
Yeah, for creamy I think it's just
a little bit of milk.
Yeah, for creamy I think that's where we're talking about, like maquitos, like more like a madeiro, like another type of coffee.
Frappuccino,
like this is really sweet coffee, right?
Yeah.
But that's the same thing. For me, sweet coffee means no coffee.
I see.
Yeah,
Americano.
Yeah, americano, and my favorite is soy latte. Because it's not sweet, it's got soy in it. I love soy, and it's latte. It can wake you up also, so it's kind of the best choices. And also, like me and Monica, my favorite latte in this world is green tea latte.
Mocha.
Mocha is so good. I love it. Yeah. Like the Starbucks that went really often, they don't even ask me what I want. They just give
they
me.
They sit in your face.
Exactly. Okay, very good. And also for Chinese and for people who like tea, who likes tea, of course, we were like, I'll have a cup of tea.
Me pone un té.
It's really great. I love tea also. It's really good drink. I think you love tea, right? You told us, the audience, like you love the drink.
But the Spanish people usually don't drink tea. They always drink coffee.
You see, American and English people, I think they do drink tea, but they drink with honey. Yes,
sugar, it's right? Too sweet.
I just don't understand it. I think you have to appreciate the sabor de té original.
Yes.
But they're trying to make it as some sort of other drink. So I can see why they love tea, because it's sweet. But for me, tea is just tea. Tea bag with water. That's it.
I agree.
Okay, next one, with milk and lemon. I'll have it, the tea with lemon.
Me pone un té con limón.
Which is really weird, right?
Well, if it's English
English tea, that makes sense. Yeah, it's actually really good, right? The black tea with lemon, I think it's good.
Maluma, baby. Apenas sale el solito te vas corriendo. Sé que pensarás que esto me está doliendo. Yo no estoy pensando en lo que estás haciendo. Si somos años y así nos queremos. Si conmigo te quedas.
All right, a glass of water, I think we said that before, un vaso de agua, right?
Yes.
What if it's tap water?
Agua del grifo.
Question. In America, you can drink tap water because I think it's already being, you know, facturado, you see, right? Or no?
Facturado. In Spain, you can drink tap water.
So you
everywhere.
Can actually,
yeah,
but
everywhere.
Sorry, not in China. Yeah. If you drink tap water in China for a long time,
you will go to the hospital, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so don't. Next one. No ice, thank you.
Sin hielo, gracias.
Sin hielo. What type of drinks require no ice? Wine.
Yeah, or tea.
Oh, yeah, tea? Like you made the
coffee.
Tea into the hot?
Some people,
me, ice. I like coffee con hielo. I like everything with hielo. But not wine, because it's weird, right? But, yeah. And also we drink like champagne and white wine. Cold champagne, not like champagne with ice, because that would be like take the taste away.
Okay.
Cerveza sin hielo.
Yeah.
Cerveza sin hielo. Okay.
Very important.
Very good. A bottle of water would be una botella de agua, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a piece of cake.
Un trozo de tarta.
Uh-huh. So, what is tu favorita tarta?
De verde.
Of course. De verde.
Un trozo de tarta de té verde.
¿Algo más?
Una bebida, ¿no? De té verde.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you like? What's your favorite?
Well, for tarta, of course, green tea is my favorite.
Second
verde and chocolate.
El chocolate.
Chocolate tarta. Oh my god, madre mía.
Which
yeah.
kind of chocolate do you like?
Actually, I prefer sweet chocolate, which I know contains a lot of calories and is really fat.
So, chocolate con leche?
Chocolate con leche. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think I gave it to you before, the green tea chocolate.
Ah, chocolate de té verde.
Ah, sí, chocolate de verde. Presente de
Delicioso.
Delicioso. So, what's your favorite chocolate?
I like black chocolate.
Yes,
chocolate
you see,
negro.
That's the difference between us. So I think chocolate negro, well, it's not that much tasteful for me as chocolate con leche.
It's quite intense, but,
right? Uh-huh.
It's like the original.
Original
flavor.
Piece of, yeah. But well, you know, agree and disagree, very good.
It depends. Maluma, baby. No importa el que dirá, no gusta así. Kevin and DJ Chani, genio.
What kind of do you have? It would be qué tipo de gua 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 tiene, right? And
yeah.
Also, is there any ketchup?
Tiene ketchup.
So ketchup is the same thing in English, right?
Yeah, but we say ketchup.
Ketchup, right?
Ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup. Is there any pepper and salt and pepper?
Tiene pimienta y sal.
Uh-huh. So normally for those American, they eat those with salad.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Also, I think the Spanish también, right?
We don't use pimienta so much.
But in sal, of course.
For salad, usually you add vinegar, vinagre,
mm-hmm.
aceite.
Aceite, yeah. See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
I think Americans really enjoy pepper and salt, and mm-hmm. sometimes they put a lot of it.
Even with eggs. Right?
Even with eggs, yes, which
in Spain,
I love.
We don't do that.
Oh, so God, I think it's really delicious.
Just some oil, aceite.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. It's my round. This I love those voices.
Esta ronda la pago yo.
Yo voy a pagar.
La pago yo.
Very good. How much is it that?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es would be plus the thing you want to ask for price, right?
Pay ¿Cuánto? Before you are too drunk. That's
exactly.
Important.
Because when you're drunk, you just you're give drunk. Your card to everybody and they swipe. Very good. Happiness for one
Esta
night and
ronda.
Misery for one month.
Yeah.
Very good. What would you like?
¿Qué desea?
Mm-hmm. Large or small?
Grande o pequeño?
Mm-hmm. Fizzy or still?
Con gas o sin gas?
And with ice or no ice?
Con hielo?
Uh-huh, or sin hielo, right?
Sin hielo.
Very good. So this is probably everything about drinks that you're going to hear in a restaurant. Once again, we do Spanish 1-to-1 class in our JTS online clase. So if you guys are interested, you can contact the WeChat, like the code that I posted in the below my text. You can contact our service and get registered for the class. Me and Monica will be waiting for you. We have a lot of classes, including everything you wanted to learn related to Spanish, right? So that's it for our radio today. It's me, Stuart Jason.
I'm Monica.
And I will see you guys next time.
See
Hasta
you. Hasta luego.